As I'm sure you are aware, we had a vesperal liturgy last evening, and this morning we had again the liturgy for Christmas. And the reason that we do too, I asked for a special dispensation from His Eminence so that those that can come to one or to the other, it's important that you be in church for one of these services. So I'm very happy we had an excellent turnout last night and a very good turnout today. So God bless you and Merry Christmas, Kala Christuyana, to all of you. I gave my message last night, so His Eminence asked that I give his encyclical today. So I will read his encyclical to you, and I won't keep you long because I know you want to be with family and friends and to celebrate today, this joyous day. Dearly beloved, in his beautiful and rich homily on the feast of the Nativity of the Lord, St. Gregory the Theologian advises us, run after the star and bring gifts with the Magi, gold and frankincense and myrrh, as to a king and a god. With the shepherds give glory, with the angels sing hymns, with the archangels dance. Let there be a common celebration of the heavenly and earthly powers. And that was from his Oration 18. In this one statement, we can find guidance from the past that is still meaningful for our celebration of the birth of Christ today. In this season, amid all the preparations, we run after many things, searching for the right decorations, searching for that perfect gift in store after store. The perfect gift has already been delivered. Jesus Christ, Son of God, and Son of the Virgin Mary. The catalogs promise happiness and things, but ultimately the things we will open will be put away and eventually be replaced by newer things in our lives. The gifts that bring happiness are the gifts of faith and family. The advertisements urge us to consume as a means to show our joy. The church urges us through ascesis, through fasting and abstaining from superfluous pastimes and things as the way to prepare ourselves to receive that perfect gift, Christ in the season and in the Holy Eucharist. This is a time for joy filled with light and celebrations, but search for the proper measure in all these. Let us be like the Magi who ran after the star and found the King, the Messiah, the Savior of us all. The shepherds are urging in hymns of angels, found a child and worshipped him lying in a manger. In our celebrations of the feast, we must dedicate time for prayer and worship by participating in the liturgical and sacramental life of the Church, but also in our daily lives. Sing the hymns of the Church, the hymns of the angels, and the hymns of the season. When you attend the divine services of this season, lift your voices with the angels and praise God, for to us there has been born a little child, God before all ages. And this from the Condacion of Christmas, of St. Romanos, the Melodist. This praise is offered most fully in the congregations in the shared celebration of the body of Christ, which is the Church. Be sure this year to join with others in your celebration as the Church, as a family, and as a community. Welcome all to your celebrations. In this season, there can be no strangers. There must always be room at the inn. In this nativity season, reach out to the lonely and outcast, and in this act of brotherhood, you will see Christ himself. As St. Paul wrote about Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. For the feast of the Nativity of our Lord is more than a celebration, more than a festival. It is a profound statement of our faith in the Most High God, who was and continues to be at work in our world. In the Christmas Gospels, we hear how Christ is to be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. in all times and places, in all eras of history, the good news of the Incarnation is to hear that God is with us, that He has not abandoned us, especially today, and that He continually loves and cares for us all. For all these reasons, my beloved, we must be like the Magi and shepherds who sought out the newborn Christ and offer our gifts and glory to God in the highest, praying that your Christmas be a time of many blessings from above to everyone. I remain with love in the incarnate Logos, Hierasimos, Metropolitan of San Francisco. What beautiful words His Eminence writes for us. And last night I shared with the flock that came of the joy that we have on this day. The beautiful faces of our children, their eyes glistening, their face showing the happiness. And for all of us, as we greet each other and wish each other Merry Christmas, I had the joy of going and visiting four people that could not come to church to give them Holy Communion. And as I mentioned last night, two of them could speak and two of them could not. But just as our children's faces are bright and shining, so were their faces when I brought them the body and blood of Christ. And as I looked at them, I could see exactly what a child has, and the warmth and the love that Jesus Christ gives to all of us. And I was overwhelmed at that time. Two could not stop thanking me, the ones that could speak. The others were thanking me through their eyes and through their expressions. It's all about Christ coming into the world. And it's not me. I just have the honor and the privilege of being able to administer the sacrament. So that brings me great joy, to be with all of you, to pray for you, to give you the sacraments as you need them, and especially for those people yesterday. I went out of my comfort zone to go be with them, because it was very nice and very comfortable in my office, where I can just make phone calls and schedule appointments and send an email, whatever it may be. But by me going out, I went out of my comfort zone. And I'm so happy I did. And I hope that you will do the same. Maybe not today, but in the near future. Reach out and find somebody who needs you. And as I also told them, I'm an ordained priest, but you all are priests also. You may not be able to give the sacrament, but you can give love, you can give kindness, you can give tenderness, you can give warmth, you can give a hug, you can pray for them. There's so many things that we can all do. So enjoy today with your family and your friends, but make sure that you go out of your comfort zone, because so many people need us. I received a call last night. One of our dear parishioners fell and broke her shoulder. So I'm going to go out of my comfort zone again right after church and go to the hospital and visit her. This is what we're called to do. To love God and love what He gives you and hold Him within you. Just like when Luke and Cleopas were walking with Christ. They didn't realize it was Him after He had been resurrected. Because after we're resurrected, we are in a glorified state and we don't look the same. They didn't recognize Him. But He stayed with them for a while and they kept asking Him to stay as He was teaching them. And they said, "Let's eat together." And He blessed the bread and He disappeared. And they realized who it was. And they said, "Were our hearts not burning He was with us. When you receive Holy Communion, don't you get that warmth? Hold it within you. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God is with us. So take that message today and do something good with it. Merry Christmas. Amen. We will not pass an offering tray. We will just give you the gifts of Andideron. And may you have a blessed Christmas. Καλά Χριστούγεννα to all of you. And χρόνια πολλά to all of you that are celebrating feast day today.